This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us now from beautiful downtown Austin. Are you actually in the downtown part of Austin?
I'm not in the downtown part. I'm in the southwest part, but still technically in the city.
Joining us now from the beautiful southwest part of Austin, Texas, is the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. So let's talk about this, because I watched this video earlier today, and I have to tell you, I'm completely ignorant of this. So the ATF agents went to a guy's house because he bought a solvent trap. What is a solvent trap?
Well, a solvent trap is something that has been sold for years with a wink and a nod.
Right.
That a lot of people use and then drill out and use as a silencer or suppressor. That, of course, is illegal unless you, I think it's Form 1, you've got to pay a tax and wait for a blessing from the ATF before you can do that kind of thing. So a lot of people have bought quote unquote solvent traps and have done that. I guess that that solvent traps are now technically illegal based on the latest ATF rulemaking. And this person, we don't know who he is or where he is, got a visit from a couple of ATF agents tracking down solvent traps that had been purchased. They apparently got sales records from some online seller.
Yep.
And are actually doing the legwork to go out and track these things down, much as they have with forced reset triggers, much as they have with people who bought Glock switches from Wish.com and other places. This person was probably a little chattier than I would have been, but he basically did the right thing. He asked if these people... these two agents, I assume he asked to see their IDs. He asked if they had a warrant. They said no. They said they're only there to collect these things or have him sign a piece of paper that says he doesn't have one. And he wasn't going to sign or do anything. He said, if you want to get a warrant, come on back. But it was a polite but confrontational discussion between the two. This guy was not going to take anything from the ATF agents, and the ATF agents subtly tried to intimidate him by saying that he's now on their radar and they may see him again and that type of thing. But this gentleman did not admit to ordering a Sovereign Trap, to owning a Sovereign Trap. He said nothing about that at all. So it's worth, well worth your listeners' time to go to our front page where the story is right now and click on that video. And it's really just an audio recording of this encounter, and listen to it. And because if any of your listeners out there have bought anything like this in the past, given the current approach that the ATF is taking to these things, they may very well get a knock on the door as well.
So, question, can you build your own suppressor and then register that with the NFA? Why would
you you absolutely can, and there are a lot of benefits to doing that. We've run articles on that. You can get approval. It's a different, and I don't have all this in my head. I'm sorry. But it's a different form that you fill out. I think it's a Form 1 instead of a Form 4 or maybe vice versa. But if you do that, you typically get approval in a matter of a few weeks, whereas if you buy one from a retailer, buy a suppressor, it can take months to get that approval. So there are a lot of benefits to doing that. But you have to do it the right way, and you have to follow the right methods.
Right.
And you can't go out and buy what you need to do this and build it first, and then try to register it, because then you've already built and you already own an unregistered suppressor. You need to do all that in advance before you go ahead and do it.
You know, when I listen to the audio of this, have you ever seen a movie called PCU?
I have not.
The guy, the ATF agent, sounded a bunch like frat boys to me, to be quite honest with you. I mean,
yeah, they were smart, Alex.
Yeah, they sound like a bunch of frat boys and everything. They got their badges, they got their guns, they got little ATF stuff on the front and back. And, you know, they're out there denying that, you know, they're making out like, oh, Waco wasn't that big a deal. Ruby Ridge wasn't that big a deal. Well, it was actually a pretty big deal, dude.
Yeah, the person they were talking to threw Waco and Ruby Ridge in their face.
Yep.
And they said, whoa, you've been reading too much online stuff and watching too many YouTube videos. As if those things didn't happen. As if what happened in both of those situations isn't very well documented.
Right.
You can certainly understand why, if you're an ATF agent, you don't want to be reminded of Ruby Ridge or Waco. And that's exactly what this guy did. Again, this guy said a lot more to these agents than I would have. I would have said, you know, I would have asked if they have a warrant, and I would have said, you know, I'm not going to say anything. If you want to come back with a warrant, that's your, you know, go ahead and do that. In the meantime, you two have yourself a very nice day. And please leave my property.
I don't know. I'm afraid I might would be sort of partially tempted to yank their chain a little bit, too.
And that's what a lot of people fall victim to, and yeah, I could certainly understand why you'd be tempted to do that. As an attorney said to me one time, everyone has the right to remain silent. Very few people have the ability.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that can come back to bite you in the rear end. It's usually better to say nothing than it is to say something that's satisfying. So, and especially after in a situation, you know, if you, heaven forbid, you find yourself after a defensive gun use or something like that, keep your mouth shut until you talk to your attorney.
Just makes me, it makes me wonder how they got the records and what they're looking at, and are they looking at Venmo, PayPal, all this other stuff? Are they just so bent on going after the law-abiding versus, you know, I don't know. ATF, they really should be disbanded. We're coming up on the first break, and this article is at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com, along with probably 15 or 20 others that are new at thetruthaboutguns.com. And this is why you'd want to go there, because this is where you're going to be kept up to date in a very timely manner. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. So let's talk about this, Dan. I want to know about this. A FBI agent did an ND.
Yeah. The federal law enforcement operation has really covered itself in glory lately. But what's almost as interesting here is, of course, the usual passive construction of the news report by the local Philadelphia media here. They titled it, FBI agent shot in the leg when his weapon accidentally discharges at Philadelphia courthouse, as if this somehow magically occurs. You know, you're just walking along and boom, a gun just fires itself. What this ABC affiliate in Philadelphia reports is that an FBI agent was injured Monday morning when a gun went off. Again, it just went off in a loading dock area at the federal courthouse in Philadelphia. That's incredible. You know, it's amazing. This being an FBI agent, I assume he was probably carrying a Glock or some other similar gun, which just doesn't go off. First of all, why was he touching it? Why was his hand on this gun at all? Because I will bet every single thing I own that gun didn't go off all by itself as it sat in its holster. He was playing with it. But then we find out it was not immediately clear if the agent shot himself or if another agent accidentally discharged. First of all, I'm not sure how an agent accidentally discharges, but I guess they mean another agent's gun. So apparently there were a couple of agents there. Maybe they were playing with their firearms. Maybe they were showing them to each other. Somehow, when this agent, I'm guessing, was reholstering his gun, he shot himself in the leg. And I'm sure he's going to tell his boss, you know, I don't know what happened. It just went boom. You know, first thing I know, honestly, it's really no big deal. I can't figure out how this happened. This is all, of course, garbage. Law enforcement officers who have negligent discharges sue gun companies all the time.
Sure.
We've seen it. We've seen them sue Glock. We've seen them sue Sig. We've seen some other companies. Why? Because they know that if they claim that you know, nothing happened and their gun just went boom, maybe they have a chance of not being disciplined or actually losing their job. This brief media report finishes with this gem of a sentence. The FBI is now investigating the shooting. I don't know if you can put together seven words that engender less reassurance in a reader these days than the FBI is now investigating, but they seem to have done it right there. So, again, this is a garbage report written by people who don't know anything about guns and are basically intentionally or not covering up for some abysmal gun handling practices by federal law enforcement officials who should be disciplined or fired for whatever they did, because not only did they endanger themselves, they endangered other people who happened to be around them. And this, of course, was in a designated gun-free zone, being a federal courthouse.
Right.
Where you and I are not allowed to carry, but only the anointed ones who
play with them.
Yeah, exactly, who have the necessary training and experience to play with their guns and shoot each other accidentally.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, the FBI is, they are definitely covering themselves in glory right now. They, you know, as much as they can. It'll be interesting because, you know, now they actually have a shooter that they actually have control of, because they've let how many rampage killers have they sat down and said, "Hi there, we would like to interview you and talk to you about stuff because we know that you might be a rampage shooter one day. We'd like to interview you about that." Oh, what? No, that's not the case. That must be the case.
Of the time, we hear after the fact that they were well aware of these people. These are the so-called known wolves who were already on the FBI's radar and had been reported to them for whatever. We've seen this. We saw this in Parkland. We've seen this in, I believe, the Sunderland Spring shooter, time and time again. A lot of these people who do horrible things were reported to the FBI, and the FBI pretty much did nothing.
Yeah. In the interim, they've gone out to Trump's house, among other things. Gone out to Trump's house. Not doing too much of anything else. Trump's house and the January 6th thing. I guess that takes up a lot of time. I don't know.
Well, whoever these very special agents were had obviously the time to fool around with their guns in the loading dock of a courthouse.
Have we gotten to the point yet now to where we have millennials as senior agents? Has there been enough time passed to where we got some mid 30 somethings in place now?
I expect so. I don't know how the FBI classifies its agents. I think they're all special agents, quote unquote. But I don't pretend to know how people who carry an FBI badge are graded or arranged in any kind of hierarchy.
Well, I would imagine they're college graduates and they've gotten, maybe they were lawyers or something and they...
Well, yeah, in the old days, they all used to be accountants or lawyers. I don't think that's the case anymore. But, I'm sure that they're fairly well educated and trained, but... As you can see here, doesn't prevent people from doing stupid things in stupid places.
Listen. You can't fix that. Coming up on the next break, you can check this story out. It is at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is, as a matter of fact, I think this one is actually by Dan himself. And this is how you stay up on what's going on in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, a Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NASA scrubbed its planned launch for the Artemis 1 spacecraft Monday due to an engine temperature rise. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson telling reporters the scrub is just another step in the process.
You make it as safe as possible, and of course, that is the whole reason for this test flight, to stress it and to test it to make sure it's as safe as possible when Artemis 2, when we put humans in the spacecraft.
Fannie Mae is predicting the 30-year fixed mortgage rate will go down. The lender saying it believes the average will be around 4.5% next year. As of last Thursday, it came out to an average of 5.5%. Rising interest rates have left many potential home buyers on the sidelines. USA Radio News. there are fewer people in the United States living paycheck to paycheck. A new report from Lending Club shows 59% of adults felt they were stretched too thin in July. That's down slightly from June, but the survey notes workers earning less than $50,000 a year are being hit the hardest by inflation. Russia is continuing its over six-month attack on Ukraine. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has more details.
Russia is moving to build up its forces in Ukraine as its campaign to secure territory in the country's east and south has stalled. A series of volunteer battalions formed in recent weeks across Russia is preparing to deploy to Ukraine.
President Biden is back in Washington, D.C. at the White House after spending the majority of August on vacation. The losses continue on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 184 points on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And, well, there's another state that's out there right now playing around and doing some stuff. I talked a little bit about New York earlier in the show and a little bit about California with Rob Morris. Now we come to the Illinois State Police, where they're this. Have you ever seen that movie Equilibrium, Dan, with Christian Bale?
I don't think so.
You should. That's one of those where they're all taking the dose. That's what they call it, the dose. And you know, the kids are turned into informers on their parents and everything else. And it's all about trying to maintain a no emotions, no feelings sort of society, because that keeps things from getting out of hand, right? And but they do this sort of the way the Illinois State Police are trying to bring everyone into compliance.
Well, yeah, the ATF is not the only agency that's going door to door in Illinois, where gun owners have to have permission. The permission of the state in order to be a gun owner, be their federal or their firearms owner ID card program or FOID card. The Illinois State Police, which is responsible for issuing FOID cards, is now going around in every county in the state, and people who have had their FOID cards canceled, and may still be gun owners, are getting visits from the police, and they're having to either give up their firearms or transfer them to someone who can legally possess them. Belleville News Democrat, Belleville's basically a suburb of St. Louis on the Illinois side of the river, ran an article describing how about 300 people in that area got visits from Illinois State Police officers and were in some cases were forced to give up their firearms if their FOID card had been revoked. The problem is this happens without due process. And in some cases, it happens to people pretty indiscriminately. And John Bach wrote this for us, offers a couple of examples. He runs an operation called Gun Save Life in Illinois, which is a longstanding gun rights operation that operates in a number of cities in Illinois. And he's been following this for years. But he describes a person who, for instance, one person who he was a someone who had lost his gun rights, he committed a crime, lost his gun rights, and got his gun rights back through the courts. So was issued a FOID card, but then the Illinois State Police decided, you know, we want to investigate this again, so they canceled his gun rights. And they canceled his FOID card and confiscated his gun. There was another person who was going through a divorce, and his soon-to-be ex-wife claimed that he had threatened her, and the police canceled his FOID card and grabbed his gun later on. After a long, expensive process, a judge concluded that that report from the X was without any merit, and he got, but it took him, I think it was years still, to get the Illinois State Police to reissue his FOID card so he could be a gun owner again. It's a terrible Orwellian type of process, which is likely to fall after the Bruin decision. But it's still in process. In fact, Gun Save Life and others have sued the state in order to invalidate the firearm licensing process in Illinois. John is fairly confident that they are going to prevail in the end of that.
Well, I mean, so besides their FOID card lapsing or whatever, what being canceled. Besides that, are these people prohibited people?
In some cases, they are. I mean, in some cases, these are people who have committed a felony and their FOID card has therefore been canceled. And the Illinois State Police has come in under criticism in the past for not doing anything to make sure that felons who have had their gun rights taken away no longer have firearms. So that's apparently what they're doing in some of these cases, too. That would seem at least somewhat legitimate. But caught in this process of gun owner licensing is also people like the two I just mentioned who had legitimate gun rights. Through whatever, for a variety of circumstances, usually without due process, they have them canceled, and they've got to fight long and hard and expensively to get them back.
I want to throw this at you and see what you think about it. And listen, no offense to John Bach. In New York, you know, you got the Arbalest Quarrel Boys who are, you know them. They're very passionate about their gun rights there and all this other stuff. And I don't know, I don't really know too many people fighting for gun rights in California. I read about them, but I don't know anybody. But in these states, in these states where these things are happening, do we need to sort of look at these things as sinking ships? I know with the Bruin case and everything else, but I mean, it's very obvious to me that the left does not intend to adhere to that in any way, shape, or form.
No, in fact, in a lot of cases, they've accelerated things since Bruin.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've got the passage of some terrible laws in New York and California,
right?
And other places since Bruin, basically, is punitive measures in response to losing in the courts.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about that a little bit when we get back, simply because I think that me, myself, and I'm getting a little bit jaded. This is normally we have a portion of the show where I ask Dan to talk me down. That's what we should call the segment. Dan talks Bill down. Because sometimes I Dan's counsel is very valuable to me to get in certain things. So when we get back, I want to shoot some things across your bow and get your opinion of it. I fully expect you to disagree with me, and that's great. This article we just talked about Illinois State Police, top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. It is like all other articles that are there. Very prolific website. Whatever's happening, there's nothing that happens within the gun world politically, equipment-wise, trends, whatever. None of that happens and escapes their notice. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman now, we're going into the Talk Me Down segment. Have you ever thought to yourself and wondered out loud to yourself, or maybe not out loud, whatever, what makes a red state versus a blue state? Why are there some states where they're like, you know what, we're not going to really micromanage your life, and you got other states where, you know what, we're going to micromanage every facet of your life, every 5 minutes of your life. We're going to tax you till you bleed. Why do you think that happens? How did we get to this point with red states and blue states?
Well, that's a good question, and these things, for those who are despairing because they live in a red state or a blue state and they want to live in the other one, these things go in waves, and they do change. Texas, where I live, used to be a deep blue state. I mean, it used to be the bluest of blue states. And over time, that changed. These things go in cycles. California used to have Republican governors and be run by and have Republican-controlled legislatures, too. Ronald Reagan, as we all remember, came from California. Things do change. They do go in cycles. And when people say, when we run a story on something crazy legislatively that happens in a New York or an Illinois or a California, and a lot of the comments are, why don't you just get out of there? Give up on it. Leave. To gun owners there, there are literally millions of gun owners in California. They have jobs, they have families, they don't want to leave. A lot of them would rather try and fight it and try to change things as much as they can. Something like the Bruin decision gives them more ammunition to be able to do that. Lawsuits that are pending challenging California's magazine capacity limits, their waiting period, their assault weapons ban, things like that, are all happening, and chances are a lot of those laws are going to fall now that the people who are behind the challenges have Bruin in their quiver.
Right.
So good things can and will happen. This isn't going to happen tomorrow. These things always take time, obviously, but with Bruin under our belt, that's a very powerful weapon to make some very serious changes to gun laws in these places.
One time, last time we were in Indianapolis, right? We were, I think you might have been there. I don't know. Maybe. I don't remember, but I mean, I sit sometimes with, and I hang out with a couple of guys from New Jersey. And I don't understand New Jersey gun rights organizations in that they feel like they, I just don't know. I sit there and I, New York, same way. California, same way. I know that there's gun rights organizations out there doing as much as they can or whatever they think they manage to do. But it's really sort of a, how do you get past that entrenched bureaucratic nonsense that's happening like you were describing in Illinois, where a bunch of bureaucrats decide, oh, you have rights, oh, you don't, you know, that kind of thing. When you're facing that, I mean, in a lot of cases, I would probably say, you know what, I'm moving. I'd find a way to move. I know it's not the easiest thing to pick up and do that. I get that. But, I mean,
a lot of people are making that decision. I mean, as you can see by the migration patterns in states like Tennessee and Florida and Texas, you know, there's a lot of people are picking up and they're leaving California. They're leaving New York. They're leaving Illinois. Both individuals and companies, and saying, we've had enough. We don't need this garbage anymore. And I can understand that. But as you say, you know, there are, for instance, gun rights organizations in all of those states. And they're still there fighting the good fight. And it's got to be incredibly frustrating, pounding their heads against the wall. But again, now that the Supreme Court has ruled in Bruin the way they ruled, they have new weapons to use against these laws that are going to bring a lot of these down. So I'm sure they're feeling more optimistic now than they have felt in a long time. But they still got to deal with solidly blue legislatures and blue governors that have made their names and their reputations by opposing gun rights and limiting Second Amendment freedom, and they're going to continue to try to do that to the extent that they can.
Right. Well, that's the other thing. I mean, there needs to be some sort of a penalty for not coming into compliance, Dan. There needs to be a penalty for not being in compliance.
Well, most public officials are covered by, are indemnified against that, and you know you can't sue them personally. They can't go to jail. In some cases, that's not the case. I think it's in Florida. If local officials enact gun control laws that are in violation of the state's preemption law, they can be prosecuted. And maybe even go to jail, I think. So that tends to focus the mind. That might be the case in Pennsylvania, too. It varies from state to state.
Right.
But in most cases, you can't prosecute a governor for signing a gun control bill that is clearly unconstitutional. All you can do is sue him as the governor and get that gun control law overturned.
Well, I guess we're going to see. Now, this is a new tool in the toolbox, and it should I don't know. Like you said, it should make a big difference, but, you know, with given the reaction that we've seen, especially out of New York and California, I mean, it's infuriating. It is absolutely infuriating to get out there. And I mean, it's like getting out there, and they're gambling. They're gambling with throwing things against the wall to see if it stick.
Exactly.
And then when it doesn't stick, then they get all petulant. They're like, "Well, we're going to do it anyway."
Well, then all you can do is get court judgments and force them to give in. The state of Illinois fought like hell to maintain their prohibition against concealed carry until the Supreme Court ruled and McDonald, and people kept suing even after that. When the state created all these crazy laws limiting where gun control, where gun stores could be located and all that, and fought, and they finally gave in. And Illinois now has concealed carry.
Right.
They're one of the last in the nation to give in, but they were finally forced to do it. And you can do that in other states as well, just that are just as anti-gun and just as determined to keep people disarmed.
Well, I want to thank you for joining me today, as you do. You have talked me down. I appreciate that. Thanks.
It's the least I can do.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yes. Check out Dan and his work at thetruthaboutguns.com. It is absolutely the fastest place you're going to get the information in the gun culture out there today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.